the big question with you is going to be, at least for the first little while, how is the foot? Be honest with us.
Man, the foot is better than what it's been, and I'm happy to have had a great off season and to be running around.
We talked with Jared Norris down at Pac-12 Media Days, and we said the same thing to him. This linebacking core, you, him, Whittingham, formidable group. But what's the depth like when you're trying to bring these young fellows along that are stepping into camp now, or, you know, like the Christian Drews, who was a special teamer last year? Can you trust when you're not taking reps that they're going to produce?
Oh, yes, sir. We had a long summer, man. We grind together. We came together as a strong linebacker core. And Christian Drews, Sania, Cody Barton, all them guys bought in, came along, and they're doing well. And if I need a breather, I would rely on any one of those guys.
We talk about with Devontae how the offensive line is going to help him so much this year. As a linebacker playing behind this group of defensive linemen, are you ever going to get blocked? Is there ever going to be a big body up on you?
I don't feel like it. I feel like our D-line is the best in the country, and I say that real strong because they work hard. I love that group, and if I don't get blocked, I'm going to take them out every game out to dinner.
As you should, right? I mean,
yes.
You're going to look a heck of a lot better without anyone coming up to that second level to touch you. We in the media always talk about the overall talent level of this team. You came from a program that's well known, obviously, for being one of the most athletic groups in the country. How do you feel your group of teammates stack up athletically? Not necessarily scheme-wise, but just as a group of players, of athletes. You guys got the athleticism you need as a group to compete?
Oh, yes, sir. I think you stack up one of the best in the country. I believe we got the strong guy, we got the fast guy, and we put it all together, we make a great combination. So to answer your question, yes, sir.
Last year, the defense really had a strong season as a team. You had a breakthrough year. This year, you come in kind of in the same position as the past in terms of perception. You guys are picked to finish fifth in the South. Do you feel like you still got a lot of to prove to these people that you still got a lot of doubters out there?
No, well, we don't really look on the outside. We keep it within our family, we keep it within the core, and they can come and watch the show. But I can strongly say that this year we will do something historical. We will come out to play and play our hearts out. And if that means losing by 1 or 2 points one game, but and then saying, okay, maybe we got to go into the next game, so be it. But y'all will get the show.
Defensively, last year's unit was very aggressive, one of the top units in the Pac-12 and the nation. This year's group, how do they compare in your mind to last year's group?
I believe losing Nate Orchard, Eric Ero, and like Brian Black and some of the other guys, SSA, was a big loss, but I believe this summer we worked hard, and we got him in tight, and that's rifle up, we pick the next man up, pick up the rifle, and I believe that this group is stronger and mentally prepared for what ahead of us, and I believe that we can do great things with this group.
We've heard. Sounds like you're not going to skip a beat, then.
Oh, no, we would not skip a beat.
We heard from the coaches regarding the Donald Hatfield situation. How did you guys handle that in the locker room?
We really just it didn't affect nobody. We just reached out to him and said we have your back, and we know you make mistakes, and hopefully we can get through this, and just know whatever happens, you know, we still love you, we still have your back, because everybody makes mistakes. Me being a transfer from the University of Miami, I'm not perfect. A lot of guys transfer here, they're not perfect. And he was still a family member of us, and always be a family member. And we just know we have his back, and people make dumb mistakes, and we got to learn from it as a family, as a group.
I just barely, before you sat down, saw a tweet, you know, how excited you are to get out there, fly around. Not in pads yet. That's when you really start to show your skills as a linebacker, right? But you've been chomping at the bit to get over this injury, get back on the field. Is there some sort of unfinished business for you? You came on strong. You made some plays. Then the injury sidelined you. Is this year kind of about finishing it up on the right way?
Oh yes, sir. There's a lot of unfinished business that I know I got out there, and I got in my heart. And last year didn't end the way I wanted to end, but we had a great season. So I got to thank my teammates for and that's right for up. But this year I got a chip on my shoulder and my foot. Better than what it felt in a long time, and I'm working to be 100%, and I think I'm about there. The way I ran around today and where my summer conditioning went and things like that, but you know, things happen, and I hopefully, you know, I have a great season.
Last thing, and I'll let you get out of here. You're not shy about talking to your teammates, to the other team, whatever. Camp, there's always going to be fights, a little jaw jacking, keeping it competitive. Who on the offensive side of the ball chirps the most?
Kenneth Scott. I have to say Kenneth Scott. Kenneth Scott, we go back and forth. Yeah, the Kenneth Scott. Booker, more like a quiet person, but you know, he say a lot with his pass, so we count that as talking. And the offensive line like to talk too, to the backers, to the front seven, so we just going to get out there and compete and run around and have fun.
Well, good luck, and stay healthy most of all, man.
Oh trust me, that's the big key to this season, all of us staying healthy, and I'm ready to play ball.
All right, man. Thank you.